Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Easter, and from the United States we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Budding of Hope.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." We have only begun to imagine the fullness of life. How could we tire of hope? So much is in bud. Those words are an excerpt from the poem entitled Beginners, by Denise Levertov. How could we tire of hope? The couple on the road to Emmaus have lost hope. They are thoroughly downcast, dejected because of the death of Jesus, that prophet they recall, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. We have just heard the familiar details of this engaging Emmaus story. And I think we can all relate to much in it. Who among us, for example, has not had hopes and expectations dashed at one time or another, throwing us into deep discouragement, near despair? like the time we had hoped that the tumor was not malignant, or that we could hold on to the job or ministry at a time of reorganization at our place of work, or that COVID would not take anyone close to us. We can all name our own moments. We all have tasted what it's like to be at the end of our rope, the end of our hopes. But what is the hope we're contemplating in this post-resurrection narrative? It certainly is not a facile optimism. Rather, it has sustaining strength and frees us to continue the journey no matter the setbacks. It gives what, humanly speaking, is impossible energy to go on, to see just a sliver of light in our otherwise total darkness. I'm reminded of when our new congregation was named Hope, the Dominican Sisters of Hope, by the Holy Spirit among us in 1995. We all rejoiced in it and in its relevance for the times. But even then, one of our members, a wisdom figure among us named Mary Mitchell, reminded us that in truth, we would not understand the true or the full meaning of hope until we experienced feelings of hopelessness. Like the two on their way to Emmaus, in our darkest moments, we too will need both to remember that story, which is larger than any of ours, and to revive the memory of moments in our past when our hearts were burning within us. Then the grace of resurrection hope, that grace of believing even as we struggle to understand, that hope will both fortify and transform us. We remember, too, that we travel this road together in joy and happiness, but also in grief and confusion. One body, one communion of faith, in solidarity with all of creation, we travel, recognizing that there are no strangers, that there is no Easter without Good Friday, and that we live our ordinary lives with our best efforts at being the good news of resurrection hope. As Liebertov concludes her poem, we have only begun to imagine justice and mercy, only begun to envision how it might be to live as siblings with beast and flower, not as oppressors. We have only begun to know the power that is in us if we would join our solitudes in the communion of struggle. So much is unfolding that must complete the gesture. So much is in bud.